our signings went on. And so until someone shows me some evidence and not some rumor, I have no reason to doubt the lawyer's concern about what is best for Harper Lee.
Now that he does know about the new book, Flynn says he's looking forward to talking about it with Lee the next time he visits. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
And this is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Sunny skies on our way to 18 degrees for a high today. 3 degrees outside the studios here in Urbana-Champaign at this hour. Let's check the agricultural commodities. Overnight, the national average basis for corn was a penny stronger at 24 cents under the March contract. The cash bid now 2 cents lower for the day at $3.59 nationally. And national average basis for soybeans, a penny stronger at 47 cents under the March contract. The DTN National Soybean Index was down 15 cents overnight and $9.25 a bushel. In a moment, we'll check in on the agricultural weather forecast with Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated. He, of course, is in Kansas City.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from the Friends of WILL. Thank you. And from Busey, with more than 145 years of strength and service in our communities. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Weather conditions across the Midwest today are going to be much quieter after yesterday's light snow occurred across the region. We're going to expect to see mostly dry conditions prevail for a while. The temperatures are very cold across the region this morning. We did see temperatures below zero in a large part of the north half of the Midwest. Extreme temperatures down into the lower negative teens occurred in parts of northern Illinois. We've seen the temperatures rebound here in the last couple of hours, but it was quite cold for a while there. Negative single-digit readings and some negative teens occurred in many other areas from northern Missouri and parts of eastern Nebraska northward to the Canada border. All of these areas were adequately covered in snow, and there should not be any concern over soft wheat being damaged in this particular environment. Single-digit lows did occur down into central Illinois and some areas in central and southern portions of Indiana, but we do not expect to see any kind of damage occur in those areas. Most of the southern sections of Illinois, southern Indiana, and southern Ohio, where it's snow-free, have temperatures this morning mostly in the range of around 9 to around 18 degrees. Well, the forecast is for the Midwest to have a rather benign forecast for a while. I'm not looking for any kind of major storm systems to impact the region as we go forward through this next week. The majority of the region will experience dry conditions and temperatures that will be turning a little bit warmer, but not necessarily rising above average in a major way. We will see a short-term bout of warming followed by some colder weather later next week. That cold surge next week will bring with it a chance for some rain and snowfall back across the heart of the Midwest, but until we get to that point in time, should be relatively dry with one exception. There will be a couple of waves of energy that will move across the upper portions of the Midwest to the Great Lakes region, and this will occur from really later tonight on into the weekend and early next week. Each of the disturbances will likely bring a little bit of mixed precipitation to areas from Minnesota into Michigan. Rarely will we see precipitation occur further south than that, but there is a chance on Sunday and Monday that portions of Indiana, Ohio, and maybe the northeast corner of Illinois we'll pick up on a little bit of precipitation with that event. The temperatures across the region are going to continue to show some signs of warming now that we're behind the bigger storm system that occurred earlier this week. We expect the temperatures across the Midwest here this afternoon to vary mostly in the range of some single digits and teens in the far northwest corner of the Corn Belt, but mostly teens and 20s will occur across to the heart of the region. A few 30s will occur in the far south. Tomorrow we'll see temperatures 20s and 30s north and 30s and 40s south. It might even get into the 50s to around 60 degrees in parts of Missouri, Nebraska, and eastern Kansas. We'll also expect to see that warmer air work its way a little bit more significantly to the east as we get into the day on Saturday and Sunday. Both those days will generate similar temperature ranges, running mostly in the 50s and lower 60s from Nebraska through Kansas and parts of southern Missouri into the northern Delta, while they'll look for 30s and 40s occurring in the rest of the Midwest. Our lowest temperatures at night will likely become more reasonable over the next few nights. We'll look for some upper single-digit readings and teens in the north tonight and 20s in the south, and we'll likely see temperatures mostly 20s and 30s north and 30s and 40s south as we get into the later part of the weekend. Down in South America, everything looks just fine. Well-timed precipitation will occur in both Argentina and Brazil over the next full week, and temperatures will be warmer than normal in Argentina, possibly accelerating some drying across parts of the country. But most crops will stay in great shape, and in the case of Brazil, everybody will see seasonable temperatures. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
And checking the numbers now as they're trading in Chicago after the open about, 24 minutes ago. Futures in the corn pit are up 2.5 cents at 386. That in the March contract. May at 393.5 up 2. July at 401 up 2 on its last tick. And December at $4.16, a penny and 3/4 higher. March soybeans at $9.78 and a quarter, 6 and a quarter higher. July at $9.89 and a quarter, up 5.5 cents. And next year's November, $9.60 and a half, 5.5 higher. Bean meal down 50 cents. Bean oil up 91. February live cattle at 153.62 and a half, or up 62 and a half. April's there at 149.30, or 65 cents higher. March feeders at $197 and a nickel, 32 and a half cents higher. And the lean hogs at $64.17 and a half are down at 92 and a half cents. July soft red winter wheat at $5.29, up 10 and 3/4. And the hard red spring, or rather hard red winter, at $5.74, that's up 8 cents. On the phone line with us from AgriView to take up these numbers and so much more is Ellen Dearden, and she's in Morton, Illinois. Good morning to you, Ellen.
Morning, Todd.
Tell me about the marketplace as you see it, and what are the most important fundamental factors at this time?
Well, the market's been kind of a back-and-forth affair, Todd, and, you know, we had a strong up day on Tuesday, a lot of pressure on the market yesterday, so being up a little bit today shouldn't be a surprise. This corn market looks like it's kind of a dull follower. We haven't seen a lot of farmer selling after that little Tuesday spurt, but it seems to me that the reports out of South America may be scaling back the Brazilian corn and or bean crop on this Tuesday report, and probably raise the Argentine crops.
So that would be the Tuesday report. The World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates are out at 11 a.m. next week. That'll be the next milepost that producers ought to be watching, I would think.
I would think so, too. And really, we've got to watch this dollar in here. That's been such a market factor. And we're just a hair weaker on that this morning. We're trying to raise some interest in this Ukraine-Russia situation again. I noticed that Ukraine raised their interest rate to 9.5% from 14%. Oh, my gosh, sounds like the Jimmy Carter era in the U.S.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? Not a good era, actually.
Yeah, no.
And it led to some really tough times in the 1980s, especially for those who spent too much money on farmland and had too high of an interest rate. Crude oil prices above $50 this morning. That's playing a role, I suppose, in all of the marketplace, too.
Yeah, it is. It seems like when we dropped down yesterday about $4 that we found buying interest. You know, we had about a $10 range over the last 5 trading sessions in the crude. And part of that, I guess, was the news that Saudi Arabia was trying to make a deal with Putin on holding crude prices together, which would certainly help the Russian economy.
Any expectations for the rest of the trade today?
I think we'll see some back and forth. I would anticipate that we're going to see some stronger action. And I'm going to be watching the wheat to see whether the corn will close higher.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, Ellen. Ellen Dearden, of course, is with AgriView out of Morton, Illinois, joins us here on the opening market report from WILL AM 580 on this Thursday morning. We'll be back in about an hour or so at 10 minutes to the hour of 10 o'clock. We'll talk with Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. We're coming up now on the hour of 9 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Here's what the outside markets look like at this hour. Crude oil at $50.34 a barrel, $1.89 higher. The RBOB or wholesale price of gasoline, $1.51.8. That's up 3.6. And ethanol futures are a penny and 2 cents lower at $1.42.8. Natural gas, $2.63.1, 3.1 higher, rather lower. And the diesel fuel at $1.80.5. That's $1.80.5, up 3.8. Gold futures are not trading at this hour. U.S. dollar is down 0.116 at 93.87. The weather forecast for the Urbana-Champaign area tells us we're headed to sunny skies, a high of 18 today, a low tonight under clear skies of 10 degrees. Tomorrow, a high of 34, mostly sunny, partly cloudy on Friday evening, and a low of 30 degrees Saturday. Much better temperatures if you like it a little warmer, 40 degrees, 42 degrees, in fact, and partly sunny skies. And we'll have more on the weather forecast later in the day. I'm Todd Gleason.
Good morning. NBC News anchor Brian Williams has apologized for claiming to be shot down while reporting in Iraq when he was not. We'll have that story in this hour of Morning Edition from NPR News. In the middle of a measles outbreak that began in Southern California, state lawmakers introduced a bill requiring nearly all kids to be vaccinated before going to school. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Also, Jeb Bush gives a major speech in Detroit. The NPR Cities Project takes us to Chicago, where residents of a low-income housing project are resisting efforts to turn it into a mix of condos and affordable housing. Plus, we'll hear from NATO's top military commander on the possibility of sending arms to Ukraine. It's Thursday, February 5th. Actress Charlotte Rampling turns 69. News is next.